over here. All right, if kids would be willing to come up either in the first pew or around me here, that includes Shannon, Ben, and Torian, and Isabella, and James. Liza, if you want to come up, and Lincoln probably doesn't want to come up, but you know how that is. No. So, first of all, I want to ask you, do you think you can see love? How do you see it?
Like people are kind to others.
People are kind? People say they love each other.
People respect each other.
People respect each other. How about it?
I don't think I can see the results of love in the beginnings of love. But I truly can't see love itself.
There you go. So I should have had that microphone right there. She says you can see the results of love in the beginnings of love and the action that comes from that are loving actions, but not so much the love itself, right? So if I were to say to you, I'm going to send you some of my love, you really can't see it, but you can trust that I'm going to do it, right? You can say yes. So, James, would you pass one of these out to each of the kids? So this is a picture that Scott's going to put up for you all of, what do you think that is? You know what picture that is? Feast with God and his friends and relatives. What are you going to say? Yeah? Yeah, the Last Supper? Yeah? So when you look at that Last Supper, you've got all kinds of people, all Jesus' friends and relatives and disciples all around him. And what's he have in his hands? What?
Bread.
And what's near him? Is there a cup near him? You see that cup by his other hand? Okay, so every time we come to Mass, we bring that bread and the wine right from back there and we bring it up here to the altar. And so where does that bread come from? So we're going to talk about that a minute. So if you were to take a piece of this wheat and see if you could get a little kernel of it. You can pass the whole thing down because there's more than one kernel. See if you can find a kernel. And then when you find the kernel, before you put it in here, I want you to say aloud somebody that you'd like to pray for. Let's see if we can start one at the other end. See if you can find a kernel. Can you get one? See? Just smush it around a little bit. If it breaks, that's fine. So you've seen wheat fields before, right? And all that wheat's in a field. But there's a kernel. Yeah, all in there. One by one. And each one of you tell me somebody you want to say a prayer for. Say five more. So that bread we celebrate. So who's somebody you would pray for, Shannon?
Mom.
Your mom, Isabel? Your mom and dad?
My grandma.
Your grandma? Both of your moms? Your grandma? All right. So we come to Mass and we put our prayers in the bowl just like you're putting wheat seeds in a bowl. And when Jesus, in Jesus' time, that wheat got ground between two rocks to make flour. And then the flour had what put in it probably to make bread? Sometimes eggs, but most of the time water, a little honey. Do you recognize this bread?
Yeah.
Do you see that that's the bread we usually have?
Yeah.
Okay, so right now, this bread is just the bread that was made from that wheat, from all kinds of wheat, from all different people. So all the people in this room and all the people in the world are like one of these wheats that all go in there together. So what do you think this is?
Grapes.
And what do you suppose they make?
Wine.
The wine. Yeah. So I'm going to ask you again to do this one more time, and I'm going to ask you to give me back the wheat. Yeah, here we go. I'm going to put that back. All right, I want you to take one grape and eat it. And then I want you to put one in the bowl and say something you're thankful for. Thankful for your mom. Will you pass that to your brother? Take one grape, eat it. Take the other grape and put it in the bowl. Somebody you're thankful for. What are you thankful for?
Food.
Food, absolutely. Yeah, and cousins. All right, Torian. Thankful for life. All right. Did you take them for yourself too? Okay. Isabel? Whoa! I'll take that
one.
Thankful for friends and family. Nature. She's thankful for nature. All right. Can I have that, please? Both. All right. So, the grapes become all smushed and become the wine, right? And you can't tell one grape from another, right? They all become crushed in together and make the wine. So all the people in the world are one of the grapes. And they all get mushed together and they become the wine that we drink, right? So the good thing is when we come to Mass, when we come to church together, we offer prayers for people that we love and we offer prayers of thanksgiving. And in the process of offering prayers of thanksgiving, Jesus comes into the bread and wine and says, I want to be with you forever. So Jesus' love goes in the bread and wine when we bless it, and it's transformed into Jesus' essence, Jesus' self, that he gives us as food. So when you eat the snack that comes at the end of every Mass, and you have bread and maybe wine too, that's Jesus giving Jesus' self to us with love so that we can do the same thing. So when we leave here, we only had a tiny little bit of bread and wine, right? But it blows up in us to be the love of Jesus and the strength of Jesus to go out into the world and be the best we can be. So every time we come here, we celebrate that because Jesus asked us. When Jesus was at that supper, he said, do this to remember me. So that's what we do. Sound like a plan? So all the bread and all the grapes and all the wheat and all the wine come together in one. We are not separate. We belong to each other. So I love you, and I'm grateful for that each one of you is here, and that now Damien has joined the family of God. Dante's already part of the family of God. Yay for all of us. All right, thank you. And let's see, James, if you'll stay up with me, we'll do the prayer of the faithful. Thank you so much. You can take your pictures with you.